We're very happy to be a part of the Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and we will be reading the proclamation on Thursday night.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson will read and sign the proclamation at tonight's regular city council meeting. And as part of the June observance, he said he was glad to let local members of the Alzheimer's Association turn the city purple.
Gulf Coast Kids House does blue for a month. We've got Breast Cancer Awareness that wants to do October in pink. So we told Alzheimer's that you could do purple for June. So again, when you see purple, realize that's one of the colors they're dealing with Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month.
Mayor Robinson says city leaders are working with local Alzheimer's organizations, doing what they can to heighten awareness, while also striving to make Pensacola more accommodating for people to be able to work and take care of family members with Alzheimer's or dementia.
I know I have two grandmothers that both had dementia. You know, it's something I've experienced in my own family, and I'm sure most other families have experienced it. And it's a challenging disease that really tests families and what happens when you see a loved one get to that point where they have that difficulty.
Right now, there are about 5.8 million Americans living with Alzheimer's. Here locally in our own state of Florida, there are 560,000 individuals that are affected.
Zachary Suggs is development manager for the Florida Panhandle chapter of the Alzheimer's Association.
As of right now, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death, and out of the top 10 leading causes of death, it's the only one that can't be slowed, prevented, or cured.
Suggs was part of a group of local advocates to meet with Mayor Robinson a few weeks ago about proclaiming June as Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month in the city. In addition to the purple ribbons, he and other volunteers from the Alzheimer's Association will be beefing up their usual presence at Gallery Night. On Friday, June 21st, they'll gather at O'Reilly's Irish Pub on Palafox Street for their initiative, The Longest Day.
It's the summer solstice. And basically, we use that day as a fundraising campaign for the Alzheimer's Association. We like to say the longest day is the day that we fight. And so on June 21st, we will have some volunteers at O'Reilly's in downtown Pensacola out front, spreading information about Alzheimer's disease, kind of some of the facts, what to do if, you know, you think a loved one may have memory concerns, even raising funds.
Leading up to the Friday evening culmination, the Longest Day participants will get other individuals to sponsor them as they undertake various fundraising activities such as exercise, team sports, arts and crafts, and even parties. When Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson signs the proclamation declaring June Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month in the city, Brian LeBlanc will be there to witness it. LeBlanc is an Alzheimer's Association ambassador who helped to lobby for the decree, and he's in the midst of his own struggle with early onset Alzheimer's disease. He believes scientists have yet to develop drugs to treat, cure, or even prevent Alzheimer's because this disease, he says, is the most misunderstood.
What happens to me on a daily basis, someone else that has the disease, something totally different could happen to them. And then this person over here, it's kind of like an individualized disease.
LeBlanc also points to the stigma associated with Alzheimer's and the confusion he encounters as someone who, on most days, is still able to function as a public speaker and advocate for the fight against the disease.
If you have Alzheimer's, you are automatically thrown into a category of someone that can't do anything, that can't think at all, cannot have a cognitive thought, can't feed yourself, can't go to the bathroom by yourself.
LeBlanc, who has not yet turned 60, was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's at age 54. He explains at this point he still has good days and bad ones and periods of what he calls fog on any given day. In the grand scheme of things, though, the month of June and this Thursday in particular will represent good days that have been set aside to educate the local community about Alzheimer's. The signing of the proclamation of June as Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month in the city of Pensacola will take place during the city council's regular meeting beginning at 5:30. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.